everyone. Welcome to the Bethlehem Wildcast. I'm Dane, and this is the fifth episode of the podcast for the week of October 29th through November 2nd. We got some good stuff coming up, so stick around. As you all know, we had a hurricane come through our area this past weekend, and we at Bethlehem Podcasting Studios would like to say to you all that even though it's hard to find something positive about the storm, perhaps the time without electricity and technology maybe brought our families closer together. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving this November, let's all be thankful for any family we have near, and as well as remember those who were lost in the storm. Our prayers are going out to all the families affected by the hurricane. And a special thanks to the law enforcement and linemen and firefighters who helped us out with the cleanup efforts and
throughout the storm.
Hello, Wildcats. This is Lane.
Anna.
And Willie.
This is episode 5 of our podcast. We here on this week's news hope all of our Wildcats are safe from that devastating hurricane.
Here is Anna with our local weather report.
Monday, October the 29th, is sunny with a high of 71 and a low of 46. Tuesday, October the 30th, will be sunny skies with a high of 68 and a low of 47. October the 31st will be mostly sunny skies with a high of 71 and a low of 52.
This weather news was correct on October 23rd and was credited by the Weather Channel.
School portrait orders must be turned in by November 2nd. They will need to be turned in no later than the deadline. Elementary should turn in their orders to their homeroom teachers, and middle and high school students should have their order forms turned in to Ms. Hayford.
Fall Festival will be on November 1st from 6 to 9 o'clock. Hope we can see you there.
That's all the news we have. This has been next week's news. Hope y'all have a wonderful day, Wildcats. Stay safe.
Welcome to BSPN. I'm Dane.
And I'm Nathan.
And we're here to bring you all the sports from around Bethlehem.
Starting off with volleyball with a record of 5-14.
Their last four games that they played this season, they lost to Bozeman 0-3 on October 2nd. On October 8th, they lost to Florala 2-3 on senior night. And then in the district tournament, they won the first round with a victory of 3-0 over Vernon. And then the next round, they lost to Sneeds 0-3.
Next up, we have Golf, who has a record of 4-2. They made it to regionals, but did not advance any further.
Next up, we have World Sports.
Number 2, Ohio State loses a massive upset to unranked Purdue 29-49.
In the UFC scene, we have Conor McGregor losing his UFC comeback match to Khabib Nurmagomedov in UFC 229.
Thank you for tuning in to BSPN this week. Tune in next for Kids in the Halls. Hello, everyone. I'm Nathan, and welcome to Kids in the Halls. This week, we're going to ask students if they had any interesting experiences through Hurricane Michael. Lexi, did anything interesting happen to you during Hurricane Michael? How did it affect you?
During Hurricane Michael, my power went out for a week, and I volunteered at the hospital to help out my mom, and now everything is back to normal.
Madison, did anything interesting happen to you during the storm, and how did it affect you?
Well, one thing that happened was my parents emptied the water I had in my tub, just in case. And the morning after the hurricane, I snuck out and went to my grandma's house to take a shower and stay with her.
Savannah, did anything interesting happen to you during Hurricane Michael, and how did it affect you?
Nothing really interesting happened. I was basically in a hospital while it happened, so I was pretty safe. The only thing that affected me was having no power. That's about it.
Faith, did anything interesting happen to you during Hurricane Michael, and how did it affect you?
Well, nothing really interesting happened to me during Hurricane Michael. I just slept the whole time. I was pretty safe, though. Just a few broken branches in my yard.
Thank you for tuning in to Kids in the Halls this week. I'll see you next week.
Hey guys, it's Gabe.
And Kate here.
Welcome to our segment, Blast from the Past. And I hope you guys love history as much as us. Because this is the only thing we'll be talking about here.
October 29th.
In 1858, the first store opens in the frontier town of Denver, selling goods to gold mines.
October 30th. In 1735, John Adams, the second president, is born in Braintree, Massachusetts.
October 31st. In 1864, Nevada becomes a 36th state. In 1941, work on Mount Rushmore comes to an end.
November 1st, in 1800, John Adams becomes the first president to move into the White House.
By the way, you can find all this interesting information in the American Patriot Almanac by William J. Bennett and John T. E. Cribb. Thanks, ladies and gents, for tuning into our history segment, Blast from the Past.
Thank you guys for listening to the podcast this week. I'm Dane, signing off for all of us here at the Bethlehem Wildcast, and we'll see you guys next week.